Hello and welcome to another episode of the Spotcasters. I'm Matt Tate and I'm joined by Benton A. Smith.
You love the middle initial more than maybe anything else about me or my name.
Yeah, I don't like you very much. I didn't think so. At all.
Yeah, I can feel the hatred.
Right. If your middle name was started with C or D or L even, like Lewis, that's my dad's middle name, it'd be rough. The A just gives you a sense of power. It gives you a purpose, a belonging. It's the top of the alphabet. It's number one, numero uno. Mm. So it makes you somewhat relevant, I guess, is the best way I can put it. Otherwise, you're completely irrelevant.
Oh, geez, thank God for that A.
Anyway, I'm Matt Tate, just plain old Matt Tate, and I'm here with Benton A. Smith. And we're going to talk about the same very thing that everybody else is talking about today, and that's Brannon, I don't know his middle initial.
Oh, man.
Brannon F. Green.
That's appropriate.
Fair enough. We'll leave it at that. But Brannon Green, back a game early from a six-game suspension because apparently he had shown good effort, worked hard in practice, and gotten at least somewhat closer to being on the Kansas page, Bill Self's page. So instead of six games, he sits five, and then he comes in and is lights out in his first game against Holy Cross. At least offensively, he was really, really good. 5 of 6, 3 of 4 from downtown, 14 points, 17 minutes. That's really good. Yeah. And if you like the guy, great. If you don't like the guy, fine. You still have to play him because when you've got a guy that can heat up like that, you have to have that on the floor.
Yeah, he looked pretty much exactly the same against Holy Cross as he did in the season opener against Northern Colorado, where he was just every time that he got an open look, he wasn't going to hesitate. He, you know, felt good rising up, and it looked really good leaving his hands.
Yeah, the only time it doesn't is, I think, his rotation, his elevation, his form, his technique, his release, everything is picture perfect. The way you would teach it, the way you would see it on a DVD. I mean, it's really good every time he gets an open shot. The only time it doesn't look good is when he forces it, he's rushed, or there have been a couple of games throughout his career where the entire offense, the entire team is in meltdown mode, just playing like crazy men with right. their, you know, chickens with their heads cut off. Right. And he just looks like he's just throwing it up. So I think it's kind of that's the deal with this guy. This the way this team's passing the ball, the way this team has proven to be very unselfish, willing to make that extra pass. They've gotten Wayne Seldon open looks, they've gotten Svi wide open looks. If they can get Brannon Green open looks like they've gotten those guys, oh my gosh, he's gonna make a lot.
Yeah, he's made 8 of 9 so far, and like you said, if he's open, he's going to hit 80% of his threes because he's that good of a shooter. Now, obviously, he's not going to be able to continue at this clip, but if he's continually getting, you know, open looks off penetration, or, you know, maybe it's kind of a secondary look in transition.
Sure.
Where just for whatever reason, the defense kind of funnels toward the lane and forgets about him for a second, it's almost always going in.
And it's always going up.
Yeah, that's for sure.
He's never afraid to shoot it. So what do you make of his return to the team? This is a team that ran through the Maui Classic or the Maui Invitational without him. You didn't even really remember that he was on the team or that he wasn't there because they were that good out there, and they were that good shooting the three-pointer out there. And then they've looked pretty good without him at home. I mean, it's not like this was a guy that his absence in the lineup was creating major problems for this team at all. So what do you make of him being back? I mean, is there that opportunity, that availability for him to make sure he gets those 17, 20, 22 minutes a game? Or is this going to be more of a headache trying to figure out how to add another guy back into the mix?
I think it's fine for KU to have him back in that backcourt rotation because with Svi, you saw in Maui, I think he had one really good game, right?
Yeah, Chaminade.
Yeah, and then other nights he's just going to struggle a little bit just because he's still so young.
Right.
So when you have Brannon Green, who's like instant offense, you're going to use him.
Right. I think that's the bottom line. Yeah. Yeah, you don't keep a guy that's that explosive or potentially that explosive sitting the entire game, whether you like him, hate him, love him, don't like him at all, whatever it is. I mean, he's got to play. Now, I think, and I know that this is not a shock to anybody. I mean, his defense is weak, and and his effort defensively is weak. He doesn't even really seem all that interested in trying that often. Sometimes he'll bring it. There are possessions where he looks engaged defensively.
Turn up.
Yeah, right. But those are few and far between, and certainly not consistent. So I guess the big question with Brandon Green is, what's the risk reward, right? I mean, do you say, okay, we'll give the defensive inefficiencies because that guy's such a prolific scorer, or do you keep his minutes low because he doesn't play defense? I mean, that's I'm glad I don't have to make that decision.
Yeah, I think it's easier when you have a guy with his skill set to bring him off the bench too, because then, I mean, you're not committed to saying like, all right, this is my starting small forward and I want to play him like 30 minutes
right.
a game, because if you played Brandon Green 30 minutes a game, you would start giving up more points, obviously.
Yep. And at that, if over that many minutes, I don't know that he could offensively make up for what he would do damage-wise defensively.
Right.
Damage-wise, I'm not just talking about points either. I'm talking about, you know, his man goes by him so easily that bigs behind him have to foul.
Sure.
And then that creates issues too. It's not just he scores 30 and he gives up 20, so he wins. You know, it's there's other issues involved with his defense, and defense is a team thing, obviously. So if one guy breaks down, it can screw up the whole thing. So I think that's definitely a tricky thing, and I think that's probably why his minutes will stay in the high teens most
right.
nights.
And his first game back, I think he played 17 or 18 minutes.
Yeah.
17, and Svi played 18. So obviously this was kind of an easy night to do that because KU was cruising most
yeah,
of the
yeah,
game.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It'll be interesting to see when they get in a tight game how those minutes with Svi and Green are managed coming off the bench.
Hot hand, maybe? I mean, not just shooting, but whichever guy looks the most comfortable. And,
right.
Because Svi did some good things. He's, you know, he hasn't been amazing this year, but he's shown some growth. He's shown some dimensions to his game that are more well-rounded than we saw last year. More than that, when he's had bad moments, whether it's a minute or a possession or even a half, he's shown maturity enough to bounce back from those. And I don't think that last year when he had those lapses, a minute, a half, a possession, whatever it was, his mind was blown and he was shot for the rest of the game.
Yeah,
he didn't have that.
Too young,
yeah.
Too inexperienced at that point to recover.
Exactly. And I think you're seeing steps the right way with him in that regard this year. So, yeah, I think that's probably a nice luxury for Self to have, because if Svi is a guy that you can rely on for the same amount of minutes, then you can kind of keep dangling that carrot in front of Brandon Green and say, I'm only going to play you as much as you deserve to be
right.
out there. And you know, you go knock down a bunch of shots, all right, I'll keep you out there. But if you do some dumb things or your attitude's bad or your effort's bad, yeah, I can put the young kid in.
Green's so confident. Like,
you've noticed that?
But I mean, I just can't imagine him struggling with, even if there are nights when Self doesn't like what he sees out of him on defense or docks his minutes, and I just think he's not gonna let that impact him as a player on the floor.
Sure.
Now obviously we've seen when Green doesn't
off
play
the floor, right.
minutes that he would like to, it can kind of trigger something that gets him suspended. So but I just think when he's on the floor, he's confident that he can score, and I don't think anything else can affect the way he's going to approach his individual play.
Sure. Maybe more than any other player that Bill Self's had here, and this is, I haven't thought much about this, so there could be other guys, but maybe more than any other player he's had here, I think this is the kind of guy that when he's on the floor, Self just kind of looks the other way. because it's almost become that it's almost necessary for that. You know, he's going to do stupid things. He's going to look aloof. He's going to throw stupid passes. He's going to celebrate three-pointers, you know, instead of getting back. He's going to do things that, on a routine basis, that Bill Self doesn't like. And is he going to sit him down after each one of those? Well, I don't think so. And it's for those reasons you just talked about. You know, he really can't do that. So I think more than maybe any other player, he just kind of looks the other way and pretends he doesn't see all that other stuff and just says, hey, you know, as long as you're doing what we need you to do, and on this team what they need him to do is be offense and heat up and make shots. If he's doing that, I think he plays a ton.
I think this year, and what little we've seen of Green, he has done a better job, too, of not doing as many things to irritate Bill Self.
Yeah, there you go. What a compliment.
So I think, you know, that's progress.
But it is. You're right. Yeah, it is. And I do think there's something to be said for, first of all, I think I've had more than one person tell me this, that he may be the smartest guy on their team. Mm-hmm. So this is not a case where this is just some rockhead jock that doesn't understand.
Yeah.
He gets it. I mean, he 3 media days in a row now, I've interviewed him and asked him about what's it going to take to get more minutes, what's it going to take for you to play more, and every time he's talked about the importance of defense, the importance of effort. It's no mystery to him. He absolutely gets it, and he's a very smart dude. So it's more just that confidence that borders on cockiness and really defiance in some ways, where he just thinks no one has the right to tell him what to do, including Bill Self. And as you've seen, a 6-game suspension will make you think otherwise, because Bill Self, as he said in the post game after that Holy Cross game, I'm going to be real clear here. We don't need to get on the same page. He needs to get on our page. And that's a great message for him to send, and it's the only message he can send, because otherwise we've got the inmates running the asylum, and then it's chaos. So it'll be really interesting to see where he goes from here. But all the drama, all the heaviness aside, I think whether you like Green or don't like him, whether you're in love with his offense and his three-point shooting, or you wish he would play more defense, I think the bottom line is we can all agree that he's a lot of fun to watch when he's on fire, because he can just shoot the lights out, and he brings a little flair with it.
Yeah, he entertains. I mean, it's entertaining to watch a high-scoring offense, and this KU team is really good at shooting threes, and that's fun to watch from a basketball fan standpoint. And this is the guy who's better at doing that than anybody else on the team. Maybe anybody else in the country.
Yeah, legitimately, you could make that case very easily, at least in the college level.
He's no Steph Curry.
You get into Steph Curry and you're just losing your mind there. But anyway, all right, well, that's all the time we have for this episode of the Spodcasters, the Brandon Green edition. Let's hope there's more of these, and maybe not because he's suspended, but more because he gets to play.
Can you imagine if he got suspended again this season?
I can imagine that. I absolutely can imagine that. And, you know, I don't know what the money you would get, what the odds you would get on that in Vegas if they set a line, but probably wouldn't make too much if you bet either for or against it. But I think this might have been the one that shook him a little bit, rattled his cage, and maybe forced him to realize, okay, I don't have to like it, but I've got to fall in. I got to fall in line, and if I want to play, and this kid has serious potential beyond Kansas. I mean, he's a legitimate shooter that can play in the NBA. He's got good size for that position at the 2-guard spot. I mean, this is a guy that if he really decided to buckle down the rest of this year and then next year, there's a bunch of teams that would definitely give him a look.
Yeah, and I think, like you mentioned earlier, he's smart. And he talked after the game that against Holy Cross that, you know, he said he never even thought a second about transferring to go somewhere
else. There you go.
Because why would you? You're in a good spot. You're at a place where you're on national television, and scouts from NBA teams are routinely at your games, and I mean that's the perfect stage if you want to play basketball for your profession.
Yeah, you just have to make sure you're playing.
Yeah,
and not sitting in street clothes with a smirk on your face or a bad attitude. So maybe that's behind him. We will find out. And don't go betting on it either way. It would just be too risky. All right, that's all the time we have. Thanks for checking out this episode, and we will talk to you guys very soon with another episode of the Spodcasters. For Benton A. Smith, I'm Matt. Talk to you next time.